Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Don't forget, match day. Match day right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Atlanta United takes on Orlando. Pregame at 6:30 with Abe. Kickoff at 7:30 with Mike and Jason. And hopefully they can build on the performance from the weekend, make it two in a row. We'd love to see it, but Atlanta United playing tonight right here on the radio station. 20 minutes away from Grant McCauley joining us to talk about the Braves. Now, we haven't talked to him since Ronald came back, so we can talk about how fun it's been to have Ronald Acuna back. And then we can talk about all the other stuff that's going on with the team, unfortunately. Yeah. And then we'll get to an AMA to wrap things up at 140.
Did Snick shave the goatee?
Oh, did he?
I don't know. I'm just curious.
I don't think so.
I was like, he had it on last night.
Yeah,
no, he had it on last night.
I'm not paying attention to Snick right now
because I'm like, did he ever shave that thing up? Because
maybe it's time.
I forgot who was talking about it. Most athletes do the same thing when something, or you're in a slump or something, you do something like shave your hair or something like that. Because Bryce Harper was struggling, cut off the locks, and balling everything.
There
I know he got hit yesterday and everything. But yeah, do you think about who was it?
When Arthur Smith panic
shaved his mustache and stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, altering your body thinking it's going to bring you good luck, it's not always works.
Nope.
You know, I should not say altering your body.
Yeah, just trimming some hairs not necessarily going to improve the performance.
Yeah. Like you maybe just not having a good, but maybe just not having a good year. But I said body altering stuff.
Yeah.
That's not what I mean.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, you're not just going to shave all of a sudden become
exactly.
Hank Aaron.
Exactly. You know, but you know, I guess sometimes, you know, I'm trying to think, have I ever done it? No, but I was always a routine person. And if something worked, I would do it, repeat it over and over again.
Right.
But I wouldn't alter stuff to my appearance.
Yeah, people do crazy stuff, right? It's like, oh, this isn't working. I got to tie my left shoe first.
Yeah.
Or I got to start wearing my batting gloves in my left hip pocket,
but
or whatever it is.
Telling you, it's something. Like I was really routinely like you got to take the right ankle first, always.
Yeah,
take the right ankle first, left, all that other stuff like that.
It's just one of those things where if you believe that it works, then it works.
Yes,
right.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
The comfortability of that,
the superstition or whatever you want to call it. Like if you trick your mind into thinking something is happening, then it's happening.
Yeah,
right. Whether it's real or not, if it's real to you, then it works. So I should shave the goatee. Goatee's 3 games under .500 right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Goatee got shut out last night. So, or maybe get rid of that thing.
Yeah.
Bald-faced Snit won a World Series.
Damn sure did.
Mustache Snit was a sex symbol, but I think was coaching in the minors back in the day.
What the hell did that come from?
Well, I think he was, wasn't he? He was sort of like, you know, back in the day, like Snit when he had the stash. Ladies were loving it kind of thing.
Am I missing something, Bo?
I don't think so. He's just a good-looking dude.
Man, handsome mustache Snit.
Oh.
Just like anybody when they're rocking their stash kind of feels a little bit
there's
sexier.
There's actually a picture of handsome mustache Snit in black and white hanging in the Truist Club.
That's awesome.
The black and white brings it out.
You get a mustache pic from your prime years in black and white, you frame that thing and you put it up.
You get the right framing with the right lighting in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but no, he needs to shave that thing off.
Yeah, go clean shaving. Yeah, maybe it'll fix it.
Yeah, something.
Hey, this has nothing to do with any of that, but the picture I'm looking at of Kyle Pitts, he does have a mustache, which he doesn't normally have. Report from James Palmer, formerly of NFL Network, currently just reporting on the NFL, says Kyle Pitts has a foot issue, and he's in the building for the Falcons at OTAs, but he's just not on the field. So the reason that he's not participating in OTAs is not contract-related, which I never thought it was.
No,
I'd have a lot of nerve.
I'm kind of shocked that anybody would think it's contract-related.
A lot of nerve trying to get a new contract.
I'm really shocked that somebody thought it was.
But it's not great to hear that it's foot-related. Have no idea the severity of that, but that's not your favorite thing to hear this time of year.
No, because how long is it? What is the actual injury? Because a lot of times if it's something like that, you want to keep them out and everything like that. Or, you know, if you don't need to run it, don't run on it or something like that. You know, so I don't think it as view it as a big deal. Now, if you get close to Trent June and he's – because you remember when he came off the knee injury, that was the biggest thing. Was he going to be on PUP and everything? And he was full go from the first day.
Yeah.
So I don't think –
but then like 7 weeks in, he didn't have very many catches. And they were like, I think he's a little hindered by his injury.
Exactly.
So, but wait a minute. So you can't be telling us all offseason he's 100% and he's going to be back to normal. And then he has a bad first half of the year and we're supposed to buy that he's injured.
Yeah.
Like, save it. Save it for somebody else.
Yeah, man. But no,
he's out there.
As long as he's in the building – and everything like that, so it's not a big deal because he's there, and because OTAs don't have to specify what is wrong.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but this time of year, either last year, I think it was last year, Bijan was dealing with the little foot thing too, and kind of wasn't participating in this stuff. Yeah. And then he was fine. Yeah. So I mean,
he'd be fine.
Yeah, it's no big deal. I think, I don't know, I can't say that for sure. I have no idea.
I think
it
was more. If it was,
I'm not going to make a big
deal. If it was bigger than just that, then you might hear more. You know, and meaning. Like, there's some things where if it's a bad foot injury, you're going to hear about it. Now, we found out that that one of the Boses, is it Joey, who's always hurt, he hurt his calf in OTAs. He's going to be out to training camp. I saw somewhere where a Lions player is having back surgery. He'll be back in training camp and things like that. As long as you're ready in July, which is a long ways away, you'll be fine.
Yep, no doubt. You'll be fine. But just the answer to why Kyle Pitts wasn't on the field yesterday for the Falcons, there it is. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joy. Bow, bow.
Halliburton for Indiana, left to right in yellow, down the right side, gliding through the air and laying it in.
He was outstanding.
Gliding through the air is an excellent description of what Tyrese Halliburton was doing, finishing at the rim yesterday. That one there might have been, he absorbed some pretty good contact a couple times and still finished. Yeah. Didn't get the call on a couple of them as well. 32 points. 15 assists, 12 rebounds, no turnovers. No one's ever done that before. No one's ever gone 32 and 15 in a playoff game and had zero turnovers. And, I mean, we talked about it yesterday with SGA being in complete control of his game, but also of the game. Tyrese Halliburton was in complete control of that game yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, the Knicks were trying to keep it close and everything like that, but they just, you know, the Pacers kept the pressure on. And then, you know, going down the stretch, I mean, he hit some big shots, made some big assists. His teammates hit big shots for him. And the Knicks, you know, they don't know what they are right now. I mean, you can't play without Karl-Anthony Towns and Brunson on the floor because they're your best two players.
Right.
But you can't play with them on the court because they're your two worst defenders.
Right.
And one's at the supposed to be at the top of your defense, one's at the back of the end of the defense, and they're just not good enough to get it done. Brunson came out aggressive and everything, and then he went into that
13 in the first quarter, I think.
And then he went to that damn flopping and all that other crap that he does, which is so freaking annoying. But they just ran out of steam. The Pacers are better.
That's what it is.
Yeah, the Pacers are a better basketball team.
Yeah. They're going to need a lot of steam in order to overtake the Pacers.
Yeah, the Pacers are just a better basketball team than what the Knicks are right now.
Yeah.
And then, you know, once the Knicks are eliminated, there are going to be a whole lot of questions. Do they blow this thing up? Obviously, you know, the big name in the NBA offseason is going to be what do teams want to do to get Giannis. And you know, to get him, you're going to have to give up a lot to get him. You know, because if you're Milwaukee, they don't have no picks. They don't want to be bad enough to have to give up people top five picks.
Right.
So they want to be a competitive basketball team.
What do you think Milwaukee would want off the Knicks roster?
Probably Karl-Anthony Towns.
Right. That would probably have to be
the centerpiece.
The centerpiece of the trade.
Yeah, him, Hart. Maybe do they have a unprotected first? And poof. Because he's trying to make the money right also, right?
Yeah. Now, luckily, Towns makes a ton.
Yeah.
So that'll help.
That'll help. Or in either Bridges or Anobi.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So
I don't know. I could see that.
I give it up.
I could see Giannis going there and doing that.
Yeah, I give that up.
Yeah, I mean, look, you have to. You kind of see what it is, right?
Yeah.
Like, obviously a great year. They're about to get gentlemen swept out of the Eastern Conference Finals, probably. And the reason for that is because they're only okay. Like, they're only an okay basketball team that probably overachieved what their ceiling was this season by making it to the Eastern Conference Finals. The problem is that's a lot of guys to give up for one guy when you already have absolutely no depth.
And a coach that
refuses to play guys.
Exactly.
Now, I will say this about Tibbs is like, yeah, he gets knocked on a lot for that. And trying to go to the bench last night with DeLon Wright and Landry Shamet late and a little bit of Deuce McBride and stuff. I mean, he has won a lot of basketball games doing that.
Are they
like Tibbs kind of knows what he's doing.
Are the Knicks what I want to say. I don't want to put them in the same boat as the Hawks. Can Jalen Brunson be the number one option on the championship?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. Right. No, because of what you just said at the beginning of all of that, he's a defensive liability. Same reason Trey.
Yeah.
Trey's a defensive liability. Like, Trey can't be the best guy on a championship team. Now, if you get a guy who's better than him mm-hmm. and have a legitimate 1-2 situation.
Why can't Giannis come here?
Two. Sure. Yeah. Giannis and Trey is a
I'm thinking about,
I don't know, you have to put a lot of other stuff around it.
Bye.
But from a
if you've been talking about the only thing with that is they don't have anybody outside of Trey who has the number to match the salary.
Oh yeah. Giannis. That's true.
And I'm not trading Trey.
I just mean Giannis and Trey.
Yes.
You can't just do Giannis and Trey and then be like, I don't care who you put out there, championship. You'd have to have some other really nice pieces.
But you're going to have to give up Jalen.
Oh.
You're going to have to give up Richa Shea.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're getting Giannis Antetokounmpo, fine. That's fine.
Yes.
That's the right thing to do. You can't win a championship in the NBA right now if you don't have a top 10 player in the world. You don't have a top 10 player in the world.
Yes.
And if the goal is to win a championship, then go for it.
Yeah.
You know? You would then have one if you had Giannis. That would make sense to me if you were going to do that. But, are you surprised at all in the way that these two series have gone?
I thought Ant would be more aggressive offensively.
But I thought Minnesota had a little bit more.
Me too.
I thought they were going to be able to have a little
because
more.
Because you think
form.
About how people are criticizing Ant's game last time. They still scored 126 points.
Yeah.
And lost by two.
And here's the thing. If Ant took 27 shots and made 8 of them, people would be criticizing him for that too.
Yeah.
They lost, they're criticizing him. It's what people do.
That's what it is.
I think Ant is right. I think he played that game really well.
Yeah.
They just didn't quite have enough at the end.
Yeah, and that's where he needed to be more.
Yeah, maybe the final 3 minutes.
Yeah, he needed to be more right then. But, Shea shot with 30 times to get 40? Go shoot 30 damn times tonight.
Sure,
yeah.
But is that the right thing to do?
No.
Especially when you got guys like DiVincenzo and Nikhil Alexander-Walker and Jaden McDaniels that are balling. You know what I mean? He's finding them open.
He's finding them open, and they're coming in. They're coming through for him.
What's the difference between Ant driving and kicking to a wide-open Dante DiVincenzo for a three that goes in and Ant hitting a 25-foot step back that goes in? Nothing. 3 points.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't make any difference. I think Ant going to the rim and being aggressive is the right recipe.
Every time he goes, there's bodies.
I know. And then he throws it to an open shooter, and then they make it. Yeah.
So that sounds like the right play to make, right?
It was the right play to make.
They want him to be Superman.
I know.
You know who wouldn't have gave that up? Michael Jordan. Did people not realize, Steve Curry hit a big shot? Michael threw it to John Paxton.
Yeah, man.
He made the right play a lot of times.
Yeah, Jordan wouldn't do this. What are you talking about? He's playing incredibly well. He was very aggressive in game 3, and they won the game. He asserted himself early. They defended him differently in game 4, and he found his teammates. They scored 125 points. They just couldn't get enough stops because SGA is one of the best players in the world right now. It happens. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just being if they win, Ant's amazing. If they lose, Ant's blowing it is the most ridiculous part of these playoffs to me. I think he's playing pretty good, man. Playing pretty damn good. Hopefully he plays better tonight and they can keep the series going. Grant McCauley is going to join us next. We'll talk some Braves with him. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.